one of the ecosystem services that we focused on is water, because about two-thirds of all the fresh water in the U.S. originates in a forested watershed. And it's well known that forests do a great job cleaning and storing water. And so the healthier a forested watershed is, the cleaner the water is that comes out, and the less it costs to treat, transport, and store that water. So it's in everyone's best interest to keep forested watersheds healthy. So we decided that water was going to be a focus for us, and that we wanted to do what we could to help local communities protect and better manage their forested watersheds. That's an expensive proposition. So our board agreed that this was a good purpose. They allocated about $1 million of our funding that we could then use to go out and prospect to attract other partners. We immediately went to some of our federal agency colleagues and identified the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service as a good ally, and they ended up matching the funds that we put into it. And then about that time, we also received a request for proposals from the Environmental Protection Agency to run what they call the Healthy Watersheds Consortium grant program. Most people see EPA as the agency that comes in and cleans up after something bad has happened. But they also have a branch that focuses on proactive protection. So how do you keep a watershed healthy so that it won't require expensive restoration? We applied for that grant program. So filled out an application like everybody else, offered our resources, were selected to run the program, and received about a $3.5 million grant from EPA to run that program. Our board felt strongly enough about the situation that they increased the endowment's commitment to $3.5 million. We went back to NRCS and said, hey, why don't you be an equal partner? They committed $3.5 million. So we then had a grant pool of a little over $10 million that we used to run competitive grants for local entities looking to undertake watershed protection. And then once we began to give those awards, we looked for regional or state-level private foundations who could also come in and match funds.